Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Come on, give God praise this morning with me. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, you know, give God praise. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for today, April 10th, 2024. It is a glorious day in the Lord. It is Happy Wednesday. Yay. Hump day. Hey, what day is it? Dating myself, aren't I? What day is it? It is hump day, the middle of the week. I pray that you have had a successful week thus far, that you have been able to accomplish all the things that you've set yourself up to succeed in this week. And God has given you the wisdom and the knowledge and the fortitude and the strength to carry out those things that you set in your mind to accomplish. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for this time this morning. We thank you that you have touched us this morning and awakening us so that we can be examples of you in this earth. Help us to concentrate on what it means to be your children, to be your children in this world, showing forth your kingdom. The kingdom living is, glory to God. We thank you for the knowledge of that. That kingdom living is faith, hope, and love. And Lord, that we have in that your faith that is running through us, that is given to us by your Holy Spirit, that our hope is in your Son, Jesus, our elder brother. Glory to God. We thank you for that. We thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice for us. We don't take that lightly. We thank you that you have rose again by the hand of God and the Spirit of God, that you sent to us to be with us, to guide us, to lead us, to give us everything we need today. Glory to God. We thank you, God. We thank you for that. And because of that love that is shed abroad in our hearts by your Holy Spirit, we give thanks to you and we love all. We set ourselves to love everyone that you send to us, everyone that we cross paths with today. We ask that your love flow out of us, that your love that has filled our cup and overflowed into the saucer, that we're able to minister out of that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And welcome to Word for Today. And our word for today is finds us in Matthew. Yes, we're back in Matthew. And we're going to talk about Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. And one of the things that, you know, we have to realize as Christians is that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are really not the beginning of the, they are the beginning of the New Testament, but they're also the end of the Old Testament. They're really Old Testament books. Old Testament books, because in the Gospels, Jesus is an Old Testament prophet fulfilling the prophecies of the Old Testament. He came to fulfill everything that needed to be done to become the spotless Lamb of God. He had to fulfill all the prophecies. They had to be done. And so most of the time that Jesus is talking in the Old Testament, Jesus is speaking out of the Old Testament dispensation that the Jewish people understood. They understood what he was talking about. That's why, you know, that the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious leaders took such an offense of what he was saying, because not only was he prophesying and fulfilling Old Testament prophecy, but he was also a New Testament prophet and bringing in the things that were going to happen after his death and resurrection. And so that's why things were so radical for them. And things just was, he was, you know, just such a radical. And but when we read the Gospels, when we read those Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when we read those four Gospels, we have to keep in mind that Jesus is talking a lot out of the Old Testament. He's talking a lot about things that's being fulfilled. So we can take, excuse me, everything that Jesus says and hear them and understand them, but we can't apply it all to our lives. You got to remember a lot of what Jesus spoke was out of the Old Testament. So saying that, looking at Matthew and looking at this particular scripture, this chapter 11, verses 25 through 30, we're going to look at this, and this is one of those ones that Jesus is prophesying about what's going to happen in the future and what needs to come about as the kingdom comes in. And so I want to read verse 25, and you know what I'm going to do, that I'm going to keep it into two translations, the New Century Version and the Passion Version. Okay, so I'm going to start in the New Century and read verse 25, and it reads, "At that time, Jesus said, 'I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the people who are wise and smart, but you have shown them to those who are like little children.'" Isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. Okay, in the Passion Translation, it reads, "Then Jesus exclaimed, 'Father, thank you, for you are Lord, the supreme ruler over heaven and earth, and you have hidden the great revelation of your authority from those who are proud and wise in their own eyes.'" Wow. "Who are proud and wise in their own eyes. Instead, you have shared it with those who humble themselves." Glory to God. "Who humble themselves." This passage of scripture, Jesus begins to pray. He begins to pray to God the Father. And he says, you know, "Father, I thank you. I thank you that you are the supreme ruler over heaven and earth, that you are the Lord of heaven and earth. And I want you to keep this in your mind, that Jesus, when Jesus is talking about heaven and earth, we generally think about the golden gates, the streets of gold, the gates of pearl, and, you know, the 12 gates around the city, and the city is four square and all that. This is not the heaven that Jesus is talking about. That is not the heaven. The heaven, you know, where we think everyone goes to when they pass on, when they are present with the Lord. This heaven is not what he's talking about. I want you to think about that. Begin to look into it. Begin to say, I can't say anything about it because God hasn't revealed everything to me, but I'm going to teach on that soon. So just keep that in your minds. So he praises God for being the ruler of heaven and earth. And then he begins, then he says, you have hidden these things. What things? What things is he talking about? What things is he saying to these people that he's talking to? And he's talking to the religious rulers. He's talking to the people who are unbelievers, who don't believe who he is. And he's talking to them and he's saying that you have revealed these things, that you have not revealed these things to those who are wise and proud amongst themselves, but you have shown them to those who are like little children, or those who have humbled themselves. And so what is he talking about? He's talking about the revelation. He's talking about the revelation of the kingdom of God that's coming into play. He's talking about who he is as the Messiah, and that the people who are proud and think they know everything has not received that. They think the people who are wise and smart amongst themselves, who are proud in their own eyes, who think they know everything, has not accepted what they know is true. Because you got to remember that the Jewish people had the Torah. They had the books of Moses. They had the articles that prophesied about everything that Jesus was doing, that prophesied about what the Messiah would be like when he came. And they are ignoring it. They're discounting it. Some of these same Pharisees and Sadducees, because you got to remember, Jesus is how old? That's right. He's only 33 years old. So some of these same Pharisees and Sadducees were there when the Magi came through Jerusalem and asked them, where is the king? And they looked it up in scripture and said the king was to be born and the star and all of that. They were there. They knew that. But they chose to ignore it. They chose to ignore who Jesus was. Are we doing that in our own lives? Are we ignoring who Jesus is in our lives? Do we think that we have a better plan than what God has for us? Do we think that we know everything that is to know for the day that we're going through instead of relying on the God in us? Looking to the God in us, trusting the God in us for our everyday needs. Hallelujah. Not being proud and wise in our own eyes, thinking that we know everything and that we can do everything, but relying on the God in us, becoming like little children. It says, but you have shown them to those who are like little children. What are little children like? Little children are trusting, overly, completely trusting of the people that are taking care of them. They completely trust them to do what's right and what's good for them. Do we completely trust the God who is the supreme ruler of heaven and earth? Do we trust him to have good for us? Do we trust that we are a part of a kingdom that good is to come? Let's look at that and see, are we really trusting God? Are we really believing that God has good for us? Yes, yes, and yes. God has good for you. God has good for me. And every single day we open our eyes, good is planned for our lives. And we must learn how to walk in it. We need to learn how to trust the God in us to lead and guide us into all things. God's goodness and God's mercy, they follow us and they overtake us. Hallelujah. Learn how to trust the Lord. Be like a little child. completely and totally trusting God, your father, your mother. God is all that. Trusting God to deliver to you the wisdom you need to be more than a conqueror today. Understanding that God is giving you everything that you need. It says that you've hid it. You've hidden the great revelation of your authority from those who are proud and wise in their own eyes. Let's not be proud and wise in our own eyes. Instead, let us be those who humble ourselves unto God. And humbling ourselves unto God means that we receive what God says, and then we do it. That's what humbling means. Doesn't mean we're doormats. Doesn't mean we allow things, circumstances and things to walk over us. And no, it means we submit ourselves to God, that we receive God's word, and then we begin to walk in it. We begin to order our lives according to the word that we understand. You have to understand it in order to make it yours. It says you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. It can't make you free if you don't understand it. So you have to get understanding in order to walk in it. But we have to humble ourselves and not try to use our human reasoning to reason out what God is doing for us, but to trust the word of the Lord and walk therein. God, help us. Help us to walk in your word. Help us to receive your word fully and completely from you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that is in us, that is leading and guiding us. Help us to hear. We have ears. Let us hear. We have eyes. Let us see. So that we can walk in your word. We thank you, God, for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have a wonderful, glorious day in the Lord. And I'll talk with you tomorrow. I love you, and Jesus loves you so much more. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast, and I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.